Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the report this morning, the quarterly stocks report, was quite friendly to soybeans on the old crop in that the USDA did increase production from a year ago, or from what the USDA had estimated, and their final at 3.289 billion bushels up to 3.358. Still, that was a little under what the trade was looking for. They were looking for 3.362. And the ending stocks, of course, with good usage and the fact that we had to import beans this year, and we've seen basis levels reach as high as $3.40 or $3.50 a bushel over the board, really depicted that stocks were quite tight. The soybean stocks were lowered 38 million bushels down to 92 million bushels, and that is the tightest that we have been in years. Now, that said, I'm amazed that the USDA waited so long to put that out. In the meantime, the old crop stocks plays into new. And, of course, no matter what that old crop stocks number was reported, it doesn't get away from the fact that we're going to see very large carryouts for next year's U.S. soybeans. By the time you take South American record production, possibly that we're looking at, along with U.S. production for this 2014-15 crop, we still may see beans trade with an 8 in front of them, and I think that's very well expected. But for now, beans did reach as high as 9.30 today on the board, and we're already back 4 lower on the day to 9.19. So kind of floating around, working and trying to see what everybody thinks of this number. I would suspect if the beans were to start staging a rally, maybe they'd get back to 9.50. But the key will be, how large does the yield get? Does this yield increase in the supply-demand report? It's expected to. And it's, everybody's ears are going to be wide open listening for yields as these combines start to roll further north. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.